Have you gotten... Oh, good. No, please, don't worry about it, don't. They were soaked. You can wear them, not in this weather. They'll dry out up there by the stove. I'm just sorry I don't have anything that fit you better than my clothes. I don't get a lot of visitors up here. You're kind of swimming in that. Come here, I'll help you fold the sleeves back. Oh, your hands are like ice. Jesus, I'm sorry. I know this cabin isn't very warm. There's plenty of firewood. We're not going to freeze, but it's not well insulated, so no matter how I build it up, the wind still comes through. I'll rub your hands. Can I get you? I have some hot chocolate packets. Or I have instant coffee. I have a couple of tea bags in here somewhere. No, no, please, let me. You look so cold shifting around like that. Sit here. I'll go heat up some water. Which mug would you prefer? Okay, that's going to take a minute. Come close to the stove, will you? Don't be shy, that's what it's for. How do you even get up here? Huh, that's bad luck. Me? Oh, no, I came up here on purpose. I'm a wildlife photographer. What I am not is a meteorologist, obviously. I got on the radio while you were changing, and the storm's going to last at least another day. After that, we'll see about hiking out. Don't worry, this cabin is better stocked than the grocery store down in the valley. I know how to pack. Oh, water's boiling. There, get your hands around that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to... I don't want to make you uncomfortable, I just... Actually, hold on. Here, take this. It's what it looks like, it's a camp knife. There's a pocket on that shirt, right? Yeah, right there. It'll fit in there. Keep it. Well, because... Look, I don't want you to feel scared, okay? Alone, stranded in a cabin with a stranger? I'd feel better having that. Especially since I want to ask. I don't want to make you feel uncomfortable, but you're not warming up as fast as I'd like. I brought a lot of food, but I didn't bring a lot of blankets or extra clothes. Especially not enough for two people. And this is as warm as this cabin gets. So, you can just stay by the fire if you want. But it's really upsetting me watching you try and get warm like that. You look like a block of ice. You can barely hold on to that cup. Will you come closer? Please? At least let me warm your feet. I can see you trying to get closer to the stove, and I'm worried you're going to burn yourself. Thank you. It was really stressing me out. You need your toes. For real. They do a lot of balancing work. Jesus, they're freezing. Let me. I'll just rub them for a while, okay? Get the blood moving around. I don't mind at all. Please stop apologizing. I like my job, but the snowshoe hares don't talk back, you know? It's nice to have some company. We can play cards and, I don't know, braid each other's hair when you're feeling better. It'll be fun. Yeah. Snowshoe hares. Cute little guys. Go all white in winter. Just little black eyelids, like eyeliner. I'll show you later. They don't hibernate, but they're mostly active at night, so getting good shots can be a challenge. Not as hard as getting a good shot of a lynx, but... That's what I really want this trip. I think I saw some tracks earlier, before the storm blew in, but it might have just been wishful thinking. Those feel better. How's the drink? Nah, I had some earlier, thanks. Would you feel comfortable scooting in a little closer? I can put the blanket around both of us that way. It's not very big, I'm sorry. It's usually just me and, I don't know, whatever badges I manage to sweet talk. Oh, I can be very charming. Badges love photography jokes, did you know that? I'm a big hit in the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come in under my arm. I've got you. I run hot. I've got warmth to spare. Just lean against me. Perfect. I'll hold the blanket. You work on that drink. That's better. It was making me so anxious watching you shiver over there. Hmm? Oh, well, mostly animals. Though plants if I see something I have to shoot. And if the Northern Lights put in an appearance, well, I've got to get that. There's the hares I mentioned. All white on white snow. So that's a challenge in and of itself. Lots of birds, too. Barred owls, screech owls, barn owls. I've got some nice shots of a juvenile red-tailed hawk trying for a pine marten that was way, way above its weight class. Young birds of prey do that sometimes. Adult hawks know what they can take. The young ones are... Oh, you're all done with that? Here, I'll put your mug over there where we won't kick it tonight. So as I was saying, the young ones can be a little too ambitious. I'll show you tomorrow. That marten looked so indignant. Hmm? Yeah, it's like a big ferret thing. Too much for a red tail like that. Come on, let's move a little. Lay down with me. Have you still got your knife? You can still reach it? Okay. Yeah, come on. I'll put my arms around you. Getting close. Are you feeling warmer? Your nose! How is your nose that cold? Is that what you were using to dig out the trail? Feels like it. That's better. Much nicer this way, right? I think so. I run hot, but not... You know, I'm not a space heater. This is nice. Listen to the wind. I'm glad we're out of it. I'm glad I found you. No, I'm good. I'm comfy too, don't worry. I'll move if I need to. I've got an eye on the stove. You can just relax. Let yourself recover. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just lie here. It's all right. We don't have anywhere to be. Not until that storm blows itself out. Not until they can get the snowmobiles up here for sure. We've got some time. We've got plenty of time. At least a day. Maybe two. Just lay with me and get warm. I might fall asleep too.